Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
So I hear the interview. Oh, yeah, I see him.
Hey.
Yeah, this your man. I hate to be him.
It goes down in the DM. Hey. Hey. It goes. What's up, you guys? This is my favorite song. Like, every time I hear this, I just want to get, like, ratchet in the club.
Get it. Get ratchet.
Yeah. Or, like, I bump it in my car. But, you know, it's the highlight of the show. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is Growing Up Hip Hop, Episode 3. Run to Miami.
Run to Miami.
It's a lot of running in this episode. But before we get into that, it's your girl Trine, and I'm with the best of the best host.
Yeah, what's...
This is my boy right here. How you
cutting
doing?
Cutting you off and stuff.
You know,
apologize.
You cutting me.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Nina. You can catch me at Nina Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Hello.
What's going on, guys? It's Desiree Murphy, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at dmurph625.
And it's Khalil Boo Boo. You can slide in them DMs on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
Slide in his DMs.
He's waiting.
You know you want to. And it's a lot of sliding in DMs in this episode.
Yep,
I mean, I just honestly am getting tired of the stalker situation that they have.
The
but they continue to
the
fill us through.
The stalker Joe Gotti.
Oh my God.
Predictions.
No, wouldn't that be something? He's sending flowers.
He confessed it though.
He
followed Angela Simmons.
Did y'all see the picture? Y'all saw the picture when they was together.
No.
Sometimes you gotta speak things into existence.
Crazy. Yeah, you do.
All right? Putting it out in the universe.
He inspired me to go at my crush like that. So.
Oh, okay.
Is she famous or
no? She's a regular chick.
Oh, do you want to put her name out there? No, we're not going to do
she
that.
She's probably not even watching.
Oh, okay.
She watching. Girl, what's up? It's Valentine's Day coming up.
I'm just saying.
Oh.
It goes down in the DMs.
But yeah, no, you know, Angela.
There you go.
Hey.
I'm trying to slide in them DMs.
Trying to slide in those DMs. And you know, the thing about it is, she continues to bring this sort of energy to her, don't you think?
Yeah, man, she is totally. Well, she runs away from problems all the time, too. She wants to run to Miami because of the stalker. She wants to run away when people want to help her. Like when Romeo was like, you think you need to do this? You need to do this? She's like, no, I'm going to go. I don't need it. I'm in disguise.
Yeah, the girlfriend was looking like, okay, so get this. She's like, oh, Rome, you sent me the flowers. And the girlfriend was looking like, my man sending you flowers. Like, no, none
side
of
eye.
That. Side eye. Was giving her a side eye. But then Rome was like, hit me if you need anything.
Right.
I would be like.
Any friend would say that.
But
any friend would
the
say
way
that.
He came, his heart looked like it was beating fast. Like he looked really worried.
She was going into it.
Really worried.
I know. Like she can see his heart.
His heart was coming through the screen. I saw it.
Okay. But Angela's like the queen of the side eye, though. Anytime she's like annoyed or pissed, her side eye is strong.
She was a little brat in this episode.
Yeah,
major brat. I just think that she is just. A lot, you know, and Rome, he's looking out for her. I think he can handle her a little bit more than some people do.
I don't know why, but just every time he talks, I hear, I see Dizzy. Like, I think it's really his voice because his voice is so, like, unique. Like,
it
nobody
is.
Else sounds like that. So,
that's true.
Now, because of the commercials, it's like stuck in my head.
Right.
Man, he got a lot of bang for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was saying, that the reason why he decided to do that was because he wanted to spread education
awareness.
To his sure. awareness, you know, because he could have did an alcohol, because he was saying he got, you know, offered a lot of alcohol campaigns and commercials.
That's
real cute.
I see DC in accredited college.
It was yeah. like,
I haven't checked in a while.
I see it every time I pass on the 405.
Yeah, right by Culver City.
Yeah.
Right there in front of the mall.
Right West over there.
Right there when I'm going to LAX.
Yeah.
Just every time.
He's making a lot of moves. He's making power moves.
I'm not mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him at all. It's just like that commercial is funny. Like everything else, like I like him and like it, the rest of the stuff he does is admirable, but like that commercial is hilarious.
It worked though, right? It worked though.
It did, that's and true. What's more hilarious is him playing a soldier. Oh, I'm yeah. sorry, but I just can't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think the thing is, like, you're already, like, a step to the left because, like, of where these kids come from, and you're like, okay, this is cute. Go ahead, run with your little gun.
That's mm-hmm. cute.
Go aim at him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it.
Duck.
Good boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of kills it because of where these kids come from, but I mean,
I like that he like compared it though to what his dad was saying. He's like, you know, back in the day, you had to be strapped or else that was it, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, and here I am playing, you know, safely with mm-hmm. you know AKs, you know, and semi-automatics, and you know he's feeling strong about it. But he's like, this is tough. Bulgaria is tough being alone. No man, I'm pretty sure you had a good time in Bulgaria.
That's true.
That was another thing with like, I don't know if it was this episode or the show, but like I felt like I could hear the producers asking them and telling them what to say in each confessional.
I saw it. Christina, I always say this. I'm like, Christina, like, she seems so heartfelt. She seems so real.
Yeah, she does.
The situation seems super real. But there were times, too, I'm like, oh, I feel like the producers played this.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know the producers add a little touch, and editing adds a lot of touch
to
the situation. It just happened that they were jumping from L.A. to Bulgaria, you know, all over the place. Real like, place. How does that happen? And he's here, you're in Miami, exactly. You know?
And at Romeo's level, I feel like, bro, you got homies that just roll with you.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm sure you got one or two homies that's like, they're free and they can go to Bulgaria and find something to do while you play paintball. Like, I'm
right,
sure.
Right. That's
well,
really
what
true.
Did you guys think of the training? Because, like, we really didn't get to see much, but he compared it to, like, being a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. Like, I know he played college ball and he does talk about it a lot. But, like, from what we saw on screen, it was hard to tell, like, okay, are you really training like a Marine?
You were believing it. I know you were, because you were looking at the screen like,
I was like, I'm sure they had, like, you know, some legit training regiments.
Yeah, I would have liked to see more of that, I guess.
I've been on a set, and I've seen stunt coordinators work, like, in military stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been on a set, and they do go hard. Like, they want you to feel it. And then the producers are telling the stunt coordinator, I really want you to get in, you know, have them get into it. Especially if there's like gun plays or whatnot. So it could have been hard. I don't know. We just didn't see it.
True.
But I mean, like,
he got the treatment. He got the chair that said Romeo Miller.
Exactly.
You know, his head. I mean, in this show, I kind of seem like, from a point of view, I'm like, okay, he's the humble one a little bit, but then he has, you know, little slightly where he brags a little bit about himself. So.
I think that, TJ seems super humble.
Yeah, he's the most humble
one. I like
him
a lot. I like him a lot.
He's most definitely, and Christina is humble as well.
Like, I feel like with him, like, I know kids like him, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Even with, you know, with his parents and everything, it's like, he seems like a normal dude.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, if you were just someone who didn't know who he were and you passed him on the street, he'd seem like any normal dude.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
he doesn't act like a celeb whatsoever.
I don't see it at all.
Romeo,
I
the other hand,
though. Well, like, when he pulls up in a Bentley and,
Romeo seems like that dude that's like, they played ball in high school, and so, like, they got a couple chicks. Like, they'd be cool and talk to you, but every now and again, they'd, like, remind you, like, yo,
I'm Romeo Miller.
See that one right there? That's me right there.
That's me? That's me. It's easy. I'm the president of no limit.
Cool. Yeah. Wait, you know, they'll be cool to you. They'll be nice, but they'll let you know.
Like, did we find out who's signing No Limit right now? Like, what's No Limit doing?
You Anybody? Know, it's a whole bunch of ratchet artists they have.
So you see the roster?
It's a little bit on their show, the show that Master P has.
Ah, gotcha.
But I just can't even do it. I just hope that we're gonna get some cool artists out of it, you know.
Whatever happened to his sister, Master P's daughter? Like, she was, I remember, like, I saw one interview on the Breakfast Club, like, she was supposed to be having some stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm. I think she's still working on it, because they were on, I did see an episode of that last week, and they were chilling at the yoga studio. She was getting right. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, she was on a Nickelodeon show, and then she was starting to do something with a new group. I'm not sure if they split up.
Oh, like a collective?
Yeah,
oh.
It was like a group of three. I'm not sure where that went, but yeah, no, I know she's making an appearance on that show. Mm.
It's a hard industry.
Working it is. On her music.
We see a lot of that hardness going on, especially with Angela. I mean, she finally calls the NYPD, and they come through, and they're asking her questions.
They look like the Secret Service, though.
They look like actors. They look like actors portraying cops.
Yeah, I grew up in New York, and that's not what the NYPD
looks like. I'm just about to ask you that. I'm like, they don't come to your house like in suits.
No,
they're
like, so that's not what they look like. Remember the handwriting? What were you eating that night? And what color? Yeah.
Did you recognize the handwriting? She did not recognize the handwriting. Did they dot their eyes?
Did they
they dotted it seems.
The eyes.
What are the teddy bear? Where did they buy it? From Dollar Tree or CVS? But no, I thought that was a little bit weird, and they're all telling her she needs to get away, and then she's like,
it was all like basic ass information. Right. Like you could Google search that information. What to do when you have a stalker. You know, like Google gives you. They didn't even click on a link. They just looked at the thing that comes up when you type it in.
They looked at the first couple sentences of each.
They were just the most rinky dinky mail cop, mall cop. Mm-hmm.
Paul
Burt.
Paul Bears.
They're like, hey, we're on the job. We're getting paid. We're on the show.
Top security of the world, Craig.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a bit much. I mean, she could have, you know, she can block. I wonder how many people she blocks on her Instagram.
Oh, she probably got some real creeps.
She probably got some crazy people.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
She has 3 million
followers.
Saw
this to you guys earlier, though. I follow her on there, and she posts multiple times a day.
She posts
and
a lot.
I feel like you can tell where she's at in the photos, too. So,
see, there,
maybe
she
does it might it on not purpose, be that hard though. To find Miss Simmons.
She does it on purpose. She wants to show off. She wants to show that she's doing big things. And that's what's wrong with this, like, day and age. It's like they want to compete, or they want to show that they're up here, or they're flossing, or they're flossy. And you're going to get a stalker.
Yep.
Oh, it's tough. Is she on Snapchat? Because that'll make it even worse.
I don't know. That's real time.
Right then. Right?
Yeah. I'm at the 7-Eleven on the corner of Cahuenga, y'all.
Fan love.
No, but a lot of the celebrities, sometimes they don't have their Snapchat usernames. It's the same as, like, their Instagram.
Right.
They'll do it, like, different or something.
I'd be finding them, though.
Yeah, you'd be
it's
like...
It's interesting to just
Google Angela Simmons. Right. Snapchat username.
Nobody's better than DJ Khaled.
Let's just get out there.
We're going to stick to the characters on this show.
Angela was on another one.
She was. We're going to get to that, but Christy Mia, oh my gosh.
Man.
I felt pretty bad for her when she was going and searching for her dad. And, you know, she came in last week and she was saying that she knows where her dad's whereabouts might be because when she was 12, he told her, like, he would hang out at Skid Row. He would help out the people over there. So she's driving around Skid Row, and in my mind I'm thinking, girl, your dad, look what your dad's doing to you.
Right.
Like, you know, like
it's a big problem that's weighing super heavy on her.
Yeah.
Can't let her be productive. It's got her to miss shows and causes tension between her and Angela, which we heard last week. It's good now. Everything's fine now. But that's tough, like, not knowing where he is and having to go through that and see, like, you know, Pastor, whatever his name is, who looked like he's from Silver Lake.
Pastor Russ.
Yeah.
No, Pastor Russell. Like, yeah. She went to go visit the hipster pastor.
Yeah, super hipster pastor.
I appreciate his advice, though.
No, he had good advice.
That was real. Like, they have to want it. And that's real.
Right. Yeah. And him and her producer's advice was like, you need to do you. You can't let it just sit on you the whole time.
Yeah.
You can only do so much. And that's super true.
That's very true, especially dealing with someone with
addiction
is like the
yeah.
more you put your hand out to try and help them, they're going to become handicapped and they're going to continue to just continue to spiral into this vicious mm-hmm. cycle where it's like, you gotta, you know, she cut her dad off for 3 years, but now she's right. gotta be like, you know, I got these meetings, I got studio time, I need right. to focus on that, and when my dad gets better, he'll get better. You know, you gotta have faith. She needs to have that faith.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like, because it's just only gonna get worse, and they're not most likely showing us everything, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And for a minute there, when she was outside with the producer, I really didn't think she was gonna go back in. I thought she was just gonna walk away.
Yeah, me too.
From it right then and there, so... I appreciated that chat, and I was proud of her for going back in and, you know, putting everything on the side.
See, that situation with her producer and her outside is what should have happened with her and Vanessa when they were talking.
Mm-hmm. She, I don't know why she couldn't open up.
Exactly. If she was able to open up to Vanessa, I think it would have been less hard for Vanessa to understand. But also, if Vanessa just asked, what happened? Let me know what happened. It's a family emergency. Okay, what happened
then? Oh, yeah, with Angela.
So it goes both ways, I think. Yeah. If she should have opened up a little bit more, I can understand it was hard. Mm-hmm. But if also Angela heard it was a family emergency and a personal emergency, let me know what happened, and then let me get mad at
you. She probably didn't want to tell Angela. Like, there's certain stuff that you can tell people.
Right.
Like, if somebody has, like, this vicious personality and they just have this cold shoulder, you're not going to want to open up to them. Like,
yeah.
It's different if, you know, you have a sweet person, a sweet personality. You're going to want to let go and say, hey, this is what's going on. But she's a little rudy.
Right.
Yeah, I was totally on Kristina's side on this one. I mean, it's like, you send the text, just say, you know, an emergency came up, I'll talk to you about it later.
Right.
Totally on her side with that. Like, I think Angela was too hasty with how this all went down.
Right. That restaurant scene, though?
Oh, my gosh. We can definitely talk about that. I mean, Angela, major shade. Right. She goes to Miami. Right. She goes to Miami. You know, they show what her lifestyle is like. She's very pretty. She has, like,
oh my gosh, paparazzi. Okay, look, at least get me in the water. Gosh.
But the funny thing is, when she gets around, like, the hardcore people, like Dame Dash, for instance, Dame she rolls up. This. He's like, she's stressed. Gets him, like,
stress is a gun in your head.
Exactly.
He's like, yo, this is my OG when I was 16, 17, out in these streets hustling these niggas. I was out here, you know,
you ask
you
him
gonna
about
want
it.
Me. You gonna want to know.
Ask him about it.
You gonna want to know how hard
so,
it is. So they don't
look,
want
so,
you to be
so
a
y'all on my watch, and he on my watch. So we all watching.
Perfect.
And the feds is watching too, Angela. So the moment you think the stalker is coming to stalk you, they coming to stalk you.
They coming to stalk you, and they don't even. They need to be worried about you. You worried about them, they need to be worried about
you.
He
said the stalker, we can't be scared of our stalkers. He's so ignorant.
No, he has lessons like for days.
Dave, how we doing in Harlem?
Zay will have lessons for days. Anybody from that era will have lessons for days. Look at Peppa and how she was with Egypt. I know we're talking about that.
Mercy.
I know.
Yeah,
I
mean, get to that.
But granted, she was trying to help the girl out.
Yeah, no. Yes. Oh my gosh. So I was going to get to that eventually because, you know, that was a sidebar. But poor Egypt. Her mom had her all nervous in the studio, like, we came to turn this thing to a party. Like, it was, like, really weird. Like, she was like, I must turn this thing to a party. Like, I was expecting her to, like,
to blow?
Have this vicious opera voice, like, Kristania was backing her up last week, like, and I believe that she could have that, but, you know, moms was in the studio, like,
nervous.
No, you're not doing all that. Like, her moms caught her up.
I understand it, though, like, because I remember, like, I don't know how old she is, but when I was younger, I'd be embarrassed to just talk to my friends in front of my mom.
Right.
So, like, that's a lot. Like,
she was 17 there, right? Yeah. 16 or 17 in this episode. She looks different now, by the way.
Yeah,
if you look at her Instagram, she looks totally different now. Mm-hmm. Like, she grew up, definitely. Like, I don't even know if she's 18, though. I think she's still 17.
Yeah, she got a whole bunch of makeup on.
Yeah, she looked different. But, I mean, like, no, I get it. But it's hard to also come from a legend or come from a family who's going to hold you to that, like, high esteem all the time. And to make them feel proud.
She just needs some,
like I said last week, she just needs some practice, maybe. Practice makes perfect.
Right, like some singing classes. Something. Not saying she can't sing, because I could hear it in her voice. I could hear that she could sing. Mm-hmm. But maybe next time, you know, her mom won't be on her like that. And, you know, I honestly got a kick out of it a little bit. Maybe
I did.
I'm not leaving.
That was great.
She was like, yeah. "We're gonna handcuff me. I'm not leaving. I don't care.
I don't care."
I mean, I definitely think she could have backed off a little bit, but I appreciate her for looking out for her daughter like that. Like, she's in good hands.
No, her daughter's under 18. I get she wants to be there. I do the rap game. Also, and they're all young teenagers, and their parents want to be there all the time. But you got to let go.
You do.
You know what I mean? Usher's mom left Usher, you know, to Babyface. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And was it Babyface?
Who knows what was going on in that studio.
Right. Yeah.
In the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, LaFace Records, right? And just let him do him, you know, for like a whole summer to write his first album. Like, you have to let them go to actually grow as an artist. It's kind of hard, for, you know, if you're just going to be like...
Well, the thing about Peppa is she was around that time where it was a lot of, like, sneaky stuff going on in the studio. And the music, and it's a lot saturated, like we saw with Christina.
Yeah.
You know, I really got to give a shout-out to her because she really was, like, making some moves.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aside from her having the attitude with her producer... Mm-hmm. She got to be in the studio meeting with Mac Maine.
Right.
And that's incredible.
Money. Yeah.
That's pretty huge. Like, I mean, I thought when I honestly thought he wanted to eat her, honestly, because the way he was looking at her, he was like, so you don't give a what about.
What?
Like what? What you don't give a what about.
You're making me nervous, Janae. Damn, the lies.
I mean, honestly, what do you give? Because I'm excited. And I need that. But I just, I mean, and he was like, and I like the way that you, you know.
Moving in
you
that,
moving
chair.
In that chair. I can tell.
I can tell you know how to move.
Wow, I did not pick up on
this. Let's take that.
This is the same man who said, I exchange V-cards with the retards. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, we can't forget that.
You cannot let that lock. We're not just going to pass by like that shit didn't happen. Okay? He said this. We all know the song.
He did say he did.
Come on.
I mean, I think she went in professionally. I don't think maybe she should have... You know, she's sexy and all that, but it's really like hip-hop, especially the way that they treat women in general, you really got to be careful how you present yourself. And she had like the open...
She was trying to play the part.
You know, trying to play the part.
It's hard, though.
And it really is. Like, and that's how I see Peppa protecting her daughter.
Right.
Like, you know.
That's
you know,
true.
Egypt should be blessed. She got her mama in the studio telling her, like,
Peppa's not protecting her that much anymore. Once again, look at her Instagram.
I know. And the crazy part is they had Tretch come through.
Yeah.
Tretch.
Nice appearance right
now. I'm not going to say nothing
ain't
about
no Tretch at all.
Yeah, we respect you. Yeah.
Tretch out here working. I see you playing.
He was on Love and Hip Hop as well. Yeah, so he's making his rounds.
He's working.
He's making his rounds.
All right, you put them kids to work. That's why I hear you, Tretch. I hear you.
Do it, boy. Child support play himself.
I was That's just what saying. Happens when you're down with OPP.
How many kids have you?
I think he has three, right?
Oh, well, that's good.
He has three kids, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey.
I know two
Three
for sure.
Too many.
Hey, they paying for themselves.
They paying
for this.
Yeah. You know, and I was just thinking about the other day that I would have liked to seen other kids. Not saying that these kids aren't cool, but like I would have loved to seen Eazy-E's daughter on here.
That'd be
what
cool.
about
That'd be
like
dope.
What Some when you watch kids. This, like who do you think could be Who would you like to have seen casted?
We said some of Snoop's kids I think would be interesting, especially his son who was like, Dad, I want to stop playing football.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a good episode. Like, you want to stop what? Like, after all these years.
You know who I want to see? Baby North.
Oh,
no. Fly your shit on Instagram. Just, I want to see what she's doing.
Just imagine.
She's probably up there winning somewhere doing something cool. That's
Saints,
what I want to see.
Look at all the reality show. Watch.
Up there.
Oh, yeah. Saints and... It's Saint, right?
Saint.
Saint and North about to have a reality show in about like 6 years.
Wow. Probably so. I'm sure.
I'm down.
And they're probably working on it already.
Right. Treatments are sent
in. It's greenlit.
Yeah, it's greenlit already.
It's in the works. And before I get into any more juice, I just wanted to get into some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
I'll spill the tea.
The tea is more so happy news. Ooh. Run DMC will be receiving the Life Achievement Award on this year's Grammys.
That's dope.
So that's pretty huge.
That's cool.
And get this, they're the first rappers to get this award. Wow. So this is like legendary.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's dope.
Super impressive.
And then it's crazy also because they were the first rap act to land a gold album back in 1984 with their debut and nominated for a Grammy. So this is
full circle.
Huh? Yeah, like it's like huge for them. So I'm pretty sure that maybe we may see that in the show a little bit. Probably. Nice.
We're going to find out where Vanessa's getting her hair done, where she's going to be getting her nails done, where she got her dress. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, so shout out to Run DMC. That's good news. And also, in this episode, I thought I liked it a little bit more because like it was showing different parts like,
of LA,
Bulgaria, like...
Oh, yeah, Bulgaria.
You think they went out to Death Valley?
Yeah. Right? Like, oh, we're actually...
I was like, oh, that's Bulgaria. That's nice.
I know. We couldn't get no sightseeing.
I want a little bit more, though. Yeah,
for sure.
That totally did look like Death Valley. that was the high desert.
He could have brought his girlfriend. He's being sneaky, Romeo.
He could have brought the girlfriend.
He might be.
Hopped on FaceTime with Angela.
No, sure. That part, I feel that. No, sometimes they catch you. Like, all right, as a man, you walk around.
You're going to be on FaceTime with your best friend with no shirt off.
As a man, you walk around with no shirt on. Like, that just happens.
Yeah.
So, if a FaceTime call happens, like, you don't plan it. It does happen. It happens.
Well, it happened last week. And then it went down in the DMs after.
Down in the DMs. No, she was just like trying to be all... I feel like something is definitely going to pop off between them. And, you know, he also was like, it's, you know, a fresh breath of air talking to her. Like, why didn't they show him cupcaking with his girlfriend or something? Why is he shown?
Because they're trying to paint this whole him and Angela thing.
It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not again for it.
The producers, like, I like saw straight through it. Like, they told you to say that, didn't they?
Right. Like, okay. She was like, and then we're gonna...
I'm pretty sure you called other people.
It's tough. Nothing's ever gonna be like The Hills. We're never gonna get played that again.
Right.
I mean, never ever gonna get played. That was really good editing. That was really good storyline. Yeah. I mean, right now I'm just gonna enjoy the storyline as it goes. Pretend it's a sitcom.
And I just, I'm not for it. I mean, Angela, I like her and everything like that, but I didn't, like we said, we didn't like her this week.
In this episode,
I think maybe the Miami, going to Miami, being with her friend might have gotten to her head. Mm-hmm. You know, she linked up with Tiffany,
right?
Who seems cool.
Yeah.
Tiffany Lighty, Chris Lighty's daughter,
who he managed.
It's a big guy.
Elliot,
in the game. Yeah.
A lot of people, 50 Cent, and I think that she's honestly mean. She's a mean girl, and her assistant too.
Oh yeah,
her assistant.
She's Regina George.
Her assistant.
And her assistant is Gretchen Wieners.
Yes. Right, like there a little follower. Like she, I guess she's getting paid a lot to be like that because everyone is nice. You know, TJ. Mm-hmm. They meet up
they
at lunch.
All, like really nice guys.
Nice people. And Angela had the nerve to once she saw Kristenia walk in, she's like, rolls her eyes.
Side eye queen. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Shade right there.
We don't want Dame to come through. He'll throw some shade at her for sure. Yeah. She won't be all big and bad, but she...
Watch Dame put this all back together. And Dame's like, you gonna say sorry to her. Okay? OG says say sorry to her right now because we watching.
We called her up.
Yeah, we called her up.
She needs to be called out because she should have gave Kristenia the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Right.
She's like, I'm sorry, but I just can't deal with this. I don't deal with this like type of vibe. Like if I don't vibe with you, I'm leaving.
That was a little much. That was childish.
Even when she went to, when Kristenia actually went in to go talk to her face to face. First of all, she should have had only her be in the room, not this assistant who had to put in her two cents. I feel like she was talking more than Angela. I'm like, what the heck?
Right. She's like, and then she had a nerve to blah, blah. Yeah. That was definitely okay. Right. So before she walks in, we're going to talk a little shit about her. Because what are the odds that Kristenia walks in right when they're talking shit about her?
Right. Mm-hmm. Producers in the back, like,
producers,
okay,
they don't even care anymore. Right. Not even trying to fool us.
Right. Like, what? And I don't know. Like, I feel like I just wanted to see Kristenia, like, open, defend herself a little bit.
I know,
matter.
Yeah, me too.
She kind of let it happen and was like, all right, never mind.
She got punked.
Yeah, it's and I feel like she was probably just, like, feeling so awkward, too. Like, yeah, when you're in,
reaching out.
Yeah, and when you're trying to talk to someone like that and they're not really giving anything back, like, I wouldn't want to explain what happened.
Exactly.
Like,
some so it does make
super
sense.
Super emotional thing
she
like
got
that.
She got a tag right. team. Like, yeah. Assistant, stay in your place. You need to go serve us some tea.
She's going to tweet us, watch.
Some coffee. I'm sorry.
Had the nerve.
No.
Had the nerve to be like, and why would we hire you again? Last thing I checked, are you doing the hiring? The most that you're doing is counting checks and making sure the checks make it to the right people.
Ooh, dang.
So why are
I'm writing your name.
Why are you over here telling her, bang. I don't trust you as an artist and
we're not going to book you again.
Like,
did the lights get dimmer or was that shade?
Talking for Angela. And I just can't believe Angela was just doing all this.
Like,
I thought that she would have been a little bit more understanding.
It's crazy because watching her from Run's house and how like geeky she was back then and just how like playful she was and seeing how she is on this show, it's totally different to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even when she was out here with her sister doing the whole pastry thing and that whole show, I don't remember her being like that at
producers.
All either. Well, yeah.
Or it might really be her.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Nice to actually see you. Like,
right.
She's like, what? Like, what is this?
So you do exist.
Well, but, you know, I really am just hoping she clears up her act because I'm not for it.
Right. Well, they're friends. We know that now.
Yeah.
From last week.
Well, that's the perfect time to go into predictions then.
Ooh, yes. I'm down.
I'm so down.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yeah.
It's creepy. And this music is perfect.
And then, like, the green.
The green. It's just getting creepier for Angela. You know, we find out the next week the stalker leaves her a phone that looks like it's been beat up Nokia phone.
It was a burner phone.
A burner phone. Yeah, like,
one thing I won't give up at all.
Right?
You're so good at these impressions.
I know.
I can't
you are really
it.
Good. You should see it on other shows, though. Should be going in on the voices.
But I mean, I'll just start off with the predictions because I just think that this freaking stalker is going to end up being the next door neighbor, maybe. Somebody that's close to the family, I think.
I'm going to add on to that because my cousin in New York, I'm not going to say where she lives in New York, has a stalker that's left her roses. Dead roses, another rose, and another rose at her door. She does not know who it is.
Why does it have to be a stalker? Why can't it be an admirer?
Yeah, that's what I said.
So you think
a dead rose? Dead rose.
Maybe the rose died before your sister got home.
No, she. It was like when she opened the door, the dead rose fell on her.
Oh.
The
guy wanted her to be showered in roses. This sounds very romantic to me.
Khalil, with the optimism, I love it. But I don't know. I think it's freaky when you're living alone in New York and you just get these things like every other couple months. Like it's
if
like
you
want to
send me some roses, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boobie.
Oh, you better be careful. You really got some. You got some fans out
check
there.
Check those
so
DMs.
Be careful.
Later. but I just wanted to add on to that. It is creepy. I mean, but like believable. I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Did the NYPD show up in those suits to her house?
Not looking
nice
like that.
Suits,
what's their IMDb page? Tell me the truth.
They got a credit.
No, right? They got a credit. Oh my god. No, but I think this whole fight between Christania and Vanessa is going to clear up in the next maybe like two episodes. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really want Dane to fix them and like have a speech in between them, and then DJ Khaled's like, the key to success is friendship. You know what I mean?
So yeah, he gets that's a key
perfect.
Feature.
Right.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly. While he's like jet skiing like on the side over here. You know
I know.
Mean?
Okay. They're in Miami, so
exactly.
He pulls up
on the jet ski.
I'm ready.
Just checking on my neighbor.
Exactly.
Hi, neighbor.
Co-star. There we go.
Yeah.
My prediction.
DJ Khaled, I love you.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I really want to see their friendship kind of be patched up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it will happen next episode, but definitely maybe like the one following or the one after that. I'm so over this whole stalker thing. I'm ready for it to be over. So I'm just going to predict that we're going to find out who it is because I needed to be done.
It's on the editors to cut it now.
Yeah. And then at the end of this, the sneak peek from next week, we kind of see Rome and Angela on the beach.
Flirting a little bit.
So, like I said before, I thought Romeo was going to break up with his girlfriend, but next episode, calling it, they're done.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. I have another prediction, too. So, remember how he had the video? He's supposed to be doing the video.
Yeah.
Angela's probably going to be in his video. She'll probably be his main shit.
Oh, that's right. The video that he's... Okay. Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that
forgot
video.
Forgot about that, too.
Because so, Bow Wow was in... Or Angela was in Bow Wow's video.
The only thing that picks me up...
Yeah. Shawty like mine. Shawty like mine. That was my song. So, maybe. What about you, boo-boo? What you feeling over there?
Yo Gotti is a stalker, alright? It's gonna come out, then it's gonna be really cute because it's Yo Gotti. And Romeo is gonna, like, I don't think he's gonna, I don't wanna say make a move, but I don't know a better word for it. Like, he might say something that may allude to a romantic attraction, and then Angela's not gonna be down. And that's gonna,
you
be,
don't
it.
Think she's
that's gonna be dead. Not because anything wrong with Romeo, but right. because it's Angela.
Like, oh, I think I gotta go.
I gotta run to
Joanna's calling me. I'm
paparazzi again.
My stalker.
Paparazzi again. My eyelash,
oh
my okay?
Gosh, my eyelash. Is it falling off? is it Rome? So. Yeah, next week, we're going to be here. But before we leave, I want you to make sure you keep up with us at all times. Leave us comments. Like us on Facebook.
Share.
Subscribe. Yep, share. Yep. And also, it's free to do this, but if you subscribe to our iTunes channel subscription, you can do that as well. And just keep up with us at all times. And leave us comments. Also, tell your friends about us as well, because we were always looking to get your opinion.
Yep, yep.
Before we leave, you can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae. Where can I find my host at?
You can find me at Nina Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Snapchat too. Watch me on Kawanga at the 7-Eleven on the corner tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Fan love.
Definitely.
Meet and greet.
I'll be looking out for that. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at dmurf625.
I'm on the Twitter and I'm on the Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. I'm on watch. Y'all on watch. We all watching.
We watching.
Yes, we
stress
are.
Is a gun to your head.
Right. Another one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.